look who it is. Can you believe we're back?
I'm not too happy.
Josh isn't too happy. I don't know if you remember this. This is a little show called Teens Talk Sports. The last episode, the music was too loud.
Hold on. There you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The music was too loud.
The music was a little too loud, but you know, I have my passion for Elton John. I like it. We haven't done a show since August 3rd.
August 3rd was
2007.
And I was on the phone.
You were on the phone?
I just heard the show. I was on the phone, yeah.
This was, we're doing all right. Nothing much has happened since
Nothing much has happened, especially every other show, every other sports show at least, is going to be talking about the AFC and NFC championship
of course,
today.
So
we thought we'd start on a different note. As a Miguel Tejada, a Houston Astros shortstop, the Houston Astros shortstop. How old is Miguel Tejada? He's old now, right?
He looks like he's getting old, I got to tell you.
Well, the immigration status of Miguel Tejada could be a problem in the near future, if it is determined
nice.
That he lied to federal investigations, as the Houston Chronicle reports, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether Tejada gave false testimony in 2005, at that time when Rafael Palmeiro, as Jesse turns the light back on for him, thank you. Palmeiro said that he tested positive for steroids, and it was because Miguel Tejada gave him tainted B12 vitamins.
How funny is this? This makes me so happy, I gotta tell you.
Well, the article continues as you have it up there somewhere.
Yeah, we got it right over here.
You got it up. Is that what you have it there?
We got it.
No, it's right over there. Sporting News.
Ah, I see.
The Sporting News. Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is where we got our news. The Sporting News.
Tejada told investigators that he had never used steroids and had no knowledge of other players who did. And testimony was brought into question by the Mitchell Report. The Mitchell Report.
We all know about the Mitchell Report. Came out in about a month and a half ago in December. Revealed all of the dirty business going on in baseball. It just confirmed it. We all knew it was going on, but the Mitchell Report kind of confirmed it.
Well, there was some testimony given to the Mitchell Report that said by his former Oakland A's teammate, Adam Pyatt, said he supplied Tejada. Someone called it Tejada.
I bet the guy on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball.
What's his name? John?
John Miller.
John
probably goes Tejada or something like that.
He goes Tejada.
He definitely goes Tejada. He pronounces it with the correct Spanish, beautiful accent. I hate that guy. He's the worst. I think I could announce a baseball game better than him. You know? He's terrible.
Probably not. You know, he has the experience. You know, if you can't pronounce names correctly, you're screwed. You know?
Yeah, but at least I'd rather pronounce the names incorrectly than sound like an idiot.
Do the players know that, Beltran?
I guess they watch the game afterwards, right? And did baseball players do that? Like football players?
They're not going to watch the ESPN call the game.
Sure. No, they're not. They're not going to hear Carlos Beltran. He just sounds like an ignorant idiot. Just say it like every other stupid sports fan on earth.
All right. Beltran. Speaking of ignorant idiots, Miguel Tejada, back to him. Adam Pyatt, former Oakland A's player, who says he's applied Tejada with steroids. And if Tejada is guilty of obstruction of justice, get the police.
Yeah.
Immigration law considers it a crime involving moral
ethics.
Moral ethics? I don't know. This says turpitude.
Moral turpitude. That is a word that we will not be using on the Teen Talk Sports program.
And it also could lead to Tejada's green card being revoked.
I find this hilarious. This is like the first real penalty because, fine the guys all the money you want. They make $1 trillion a year. But if you kick the guy out of the country, could you imagine that? He won't be able to play baseball in America.
The Houston Chronicle is reporting if Tejada has had his green card for more than 5 years, he is considered an established resident and immigration laws treat him differently. But if he has a green card for more than 5 years, he remains in the U.S., even if he is found to have lied to federal investigations. He would likely not be deported. However, if he travels outside the U.S., he could have problems re-entering into the country. Nobody knows. The newspaper, the Houston Chronicle, did try to reach Tejada, but they don't know. They do not know how long Tejada has his green card for.
Right. So, all depends on that.
That's going to definitely factor in.
He's in the Dominican Republic right now, it says. What if he can't come back for the season? He comes up for pitchers and catchers. He arrives in LaGuardia Airport. They don't let him in.
Trust me. Why would he come to LaGuardia Airport?
That was just the airport I used as an example. Continue, please.
Okay, thank you, sir. Tejada. Now, if he does come back to the U.S., trust me, he has plenty of money to get himself back in.
Of course.
But, you know, he's such a high-profile player that somebody's going to know, and he's going to get into trouble. So we'll have to see what happens to Miguel Tejada. And I'm sorry to ruin your day if we did start off with Miguel Tejada. Hey, I thought it was a great story.
It just captured me. I saw it, and it was just like, we need to talk about this first. This is more important than the NFL championship games on today, more important than anything else that is possibly on. Because, you know, today is the two biggest games of football so far. And then, of course, 2 weeks from today, we got Super Bowl Sunday, right? Today, we got the Giants and the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers, of course, favorites to win this game. But I don't think so. As a Jets fan, I'm not supposed to be rooting for the Giants, but I might be. There's just I don't know. Green Bay has the momentum. The Giants have the momentum.
Well, let's go back to, I think it was 1989 with the Ice Bowl. If we could check numbers on that, that'd be good.
1989 for the Ice Bowl.
I think the Ice Bowl was in 1989. Just type in 1989 to our fancy little computer here. 1989 was the Ice Bowl. That was in 1967.
Yeah.
I don't think it was 19. Was it really
1967?
Yeah, 1967. Well, 1967, Green Bay Packers, Dallas Cowboys, the NFL, NFC championship game. It was known as the Ice Bowl because it was pretty cold, hostile conditions. The field froze over.
It was negative 48 degree Fahrenheit wind chill.
As Wikipedia says.
That's incredible. Well, it's Wikipedia. We can't really trust it.
Right? That's what I was told. But Ice Bowl played in Lambeau Field on December 31st of 1967.
New Year's Eve.
The Green Bay Packers and the Dallas Cowboys. Now, it's not supposed to be that cold in Green Bay today, but the conditions will be up there. So if you're rooting for the Giants, definitely put that into consideration. Eli Manning does not have the experience in the cold weather.
No.
And I don't think many of the Giants players do either. You know, they have a lot of rookies in the team. Michael Strahan, who's not exactly a rookie. But
today I got the weather report up for the game. We have winds going west 12 miles an hour. Temperature is 4 degrees, but with the wind chill, it's negative 11. So it is going to be cold.
But definitely...
I'm not going to lie. It's going to be very cold.
But definitely next week. It'll probably be next year.
Yeah.
But next week, we'll be back with the recap of these shows.
Of course. We have to recap the
We'll be with the
game.
So you hear the pre-cap. Now,
post-cap.
No, post-cap is in the end.
No, I'm saying we do the pre-cap now, and then next week is the post-cap.
Yeah.
And then the next week is our Super Bowl preview show. Everybody get ready for that.
Last year it was okay.
Did we try to go live on the Super Bowl?
We did, and nobody listened.
Nobody listened. We got about 7 listeners.
No, it was more like 1.
Oh, okay.
More like 1.
Really? I remember there being a couple listeners.
It was like 1.
I think the meter was broken. That's what it was.
The meter was broken, or either... That meant so many people were going to our...
So many people were going that it just froze up the meter at 0. So, obviously, there were many more people
now,
listening.
Now, if these are two voices that you haven't heard in a long time, my name is Josh, and alongside Jesse, the celiac boy.
What does that mean?
I'm kidding. I don't know what that means.
That wasn't nice. He's bringing out
the... I'm quite large.
He's making fun of my health problems.
I'm quite large.
You are? You can check out the picture of us on the website. That picture
we
is
upload,
from 2006, two years ago.
We should upload some more pictures. Like, if anybody thinks we should upload some more pictures, send us over an email.
Teenstalksports.com.
Because hey, I don't know.
I prefer teenstalksports@yahoo.com.
No, I prefer podcast@teenstalksports.com because that's letting you interact with us through our website, which is teenstalksports.com.
Obviously, you have some form of Teens Talk Sports if you're listening to us.
Which
right
has
now
to be renewed in the next 4 days.
Yeah, we got to renew that website. We're thinking about ending the show. So
if you want us
to renew the website, it costs about $30. We gotta know if we gotta do it. Do we have still have listeners?
Costs about $10.
Costs about
that's 10. A lot to them. It costs about ten.
Costs $10. All right.
And we're Jewish. Just kidding. That was really bad. I didn't say that. My name is. I'm kidding.
Josh getting himself into some deep water.
You
know, just digging the hole deeper.
It is 10:34 in the morning here in New York as we're recording this show, and anticipating these games today. I'm just too excited. As we go into the AFC side of the... Not much excitement on the
Patriots
AFC side.
Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. That's it. Sorry.
I'd like to see Green Bay win the Super Bowl because Brett Favre, I think he deserves it. Tom Brady can go to hell.
Yeah, Tom Brady is the worst.
Tom Brady
I hate Tom Brady the most. Out of any sports figure who's playing right now, Tom Brady's my least favorite person. I don't like. I'd rather have dinner with A-Rod than this guy. And I hate A-Rod. Everybody knows my hate for A-Rod.
Who's everybody? Like everybody, our loyal listeners.
Everybody in Teens Talk Sports Land.
Our loyal listeners. Right?
Our loyal. Do we have loyal listeners?
I don't know. Do we have any listeners?
I'd like to think that we have some listeners.
I don't think we do.
Sometimes it's hard for me to believe that people are actually listening to this.
I don't think anyone listens to this.
Like, somebody could be jogging right now on the treadmill and listening to this. Somebody could be like...
Somebody could be picking the hairs out of their stomach and be listening to this.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. That's what Jesse's doing right now.
Somebody could be...
It's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, it is a little disgusting. Somebody could be walking to work. Somebody could be on the train with their iPod.
On the train.
Somebody could be... We have listeners in China.
We do.
We have somebody in China.
I don't speak Chinese.
I don't even know if they let our website be accessed in China. We're too anti-communist.
Speaking of Chinese food.
Okay. Let's see you bring in Chinese food somehow. You had to bring it in somehow.
Wohop, located on 17 Mott Street. Not a sponsor of ours, but a great place if you're ever in the city.
What are you putting a spot in?
I have to.
This is like an unplanned advertisement.
I have to. I love the place. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week, especially...
365.
No.
Actually, 364.
No. Except during the Chinese New Year.
They close Chinese New Year.
But the place is the best. 17 Mott in Chinatown.
New York.
1-1-1-0-0-0-1. You just type that into the computer. You'll be there.
You'll be there. Just make sure... Don't buy any stolen DVDs. You might just get Borat with some Spanish subtitles.
Subtitles. I haven't seen that. You never showed me that.
You never saw Borat. You never saw the bootleg? I think I threw the bootleg out.
Why would you throw the bootleg out?
Why not? It was horrible.
Really, was it?
It was bad. I gotta tell you.
You know, these people, they hound you. It's weird.
No. Speaking of movies.
Josh
and I saw a movie last night that I am a little freaked out by. So Cloverfield.
It was a good movie.
It was very good.
It was a good movie.
You're from New York. You got to see the movie.
Not as good as the Giants Packers game today.
No, of course.
But Brett Favre, I feel he deserves the
MVP.
MVP. He's so old.
How old is Brett Favre?
He doesn't look old. You look at a picture of Brett Favre. You're thinking maybe 35.
Yeah. We'll check that right now. What's your guess right now?
I'm thinking he's 35.
Brett Favre is
38. He was born 1969, a very great year in New York sports, at least, because that's all we care about. If you're like a San Francisco Giants fan, I'm sorry, we just don't care about you.
Yeah.
We're New Yorkers.
Well, I like 69 for Woodstock. Tommy came out.
69?
Beatles broke up.
Good year with the Mets, the Jets, and the Knicks.
And the music. Can't forget the music.
And the music.
Gotta love the music.
Gotta
but 69 was a good year in sports.
Sports
for New York. What's the best sports year ever?
1969.
To you?
Looking at Brett Favre's career stats, started with the Atlanta Falcons 1991, and he's been with the Green Bay Packers ever since 1992. He was picked in the second round, number 33.
Wow.
By the Atlanta Falcons, went to Southern Mississippi. Mississippi.
Child on M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, Mississippi.
When was that third grade?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah. But, you know, he got the MVP award three times, 95, 96, and 97. NFL MVP.
He's only won the Super Bowl once.
Really?
Only won the Super Bowl once.
Super Bowl 31.
XXXI, whatever that means.
XXXI, that's 31, 1997.
In January. Yeah, it was Patriots.
And who did he beat? He beat the Patriots.
But it's a totally different team.
This could be a rematch.
Nah, it's a totally different
team. That's the Patriots with Bledsoe, not with Brady.
It's a totally different team.
Yeah.
And was that when...
What?
Was that when the coach of the Patriots was Bill Parcells?
Yeah,
it might have been. I think it was.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that it was.
I think it was. Speaking of Super Bowl, I'm in a Super Bowl mood. And, it was Bill Parcells. They had that great coaching team.
Yeah,
Bill
great
Parcells.
Game. Drew Bledsoe.
No. Coaching team. No, that's the running back.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
You had Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, and you also had...
Bledsoe.
I'm talking about... Bledsoe.
But Bledsoe was the quarterback.
We're talking about... Bill Belichick was the...
Nobody cares about the
defensive
coaching staff of the team.
It was a great coaching staff. Are you kidding me?
Oh, boy. The coaching staff really made the team. Coaching staff isn't the one
throwing
the
football. That's a Hall of Fame coaching staff. Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick.
Yeah, Bill Belichick.
And the guy who coaches Notre Dame. What's his name?
Somebody who cheats should be in the Hall of
Fame. What's the guy who coaches Notre Dame?
I don't know his name. How do you remember
his name? I can't remember his name.
Charlie something.
Charlie.
He's a big guy.
He is a big guy. You know,
We're
talking about sports, but we don't even know their names.
We don't know everything about sports.
We don't know anything about sports. We just kind of ramble.
We don't know everything.
We just know something. Just kind of ramble on. Curtis Martin was on that team. Wow, Curtis Martin was on that
team. Ty Law was on that team.
Whatever happened to Ty Law? His year with the Jets was 2 years ago. It was just atrocious. And then
he had 1 year with the Jets.
I think he's in the Patriots again. I do think that Ty Law made it back to the Patriots again.
Really? I thought he was retired. What team's he on right now? He's on the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's
close.
You know, he's
starting cornerback.
He's with my buddy. You know who he's with?
Buddy Herman Edwards.
Herman Edwards, right.
I love Herman Edwards, right?
Now, speaking of Herman Edwards and the Jets, that last game with the Jets and Herman Edwards, why did the Jets win that game?
It's unnecessary. If you're going to lose so badly, why don't you lose the last game and get a better draft pick?
It's just dumb.
Just get a better draft pick. You could winning one stupid game in Kansas City, does that really, really matter? Honestly, it's like, I don't get it. Why would you win this one game that doesn't matter? What, you're going to make a couple people happy? Doesn't matter.
Now, this year, we're thinking about it. I don't know if you listened last year. We did this whole, how we're going to do everything on baseball and this and that. And it kind of just didn't work out. Let's put it that way. And,
you know?
It kind of didn't work out with the music in the background. We're out. Now, if you want more of the show, we want your feedback. Should we continue the show? Drop us an email, podcast@teenstalksports.com. Or check us out on our website, teenstalksports.com. We want to know, should we continue the show?
Have a good one.
Should we continue the show or should we not? You know, that's what we want
to
know.
It takes a lot of effort to make these shows, you know? It's not just something that's the spur of the moment thing. It takes a lot of preparation, takes a lot of setting up, music selection.
It doesn't take that much.
It's an intense
It doesn't take
it. It's an intense procedure
but
to go through.
But we want
to
know, should we continue the show or not? So drop us a line, podcast@teenstalksports.com, or you can just do the easier way. Go to our website, teenstalksports.com, and just send us your comments and include that in there, because we want to know if we should continue the show or not. Is it benefiting anybody out there? Which I don't think it is.
Is it making anybody happy?
All right, that's it for this week. This is the last week. I don't know. We'll do another show.
But
we want your feedback.
We will march
TeensTalkSports.com. We are out. Have a great week. Let's send it with the Rolling Stones on Teens Talk Sports.